Did you miss me? I went to San Diego last weekend to visit a friend, and we went to a punk rock show in I think it was Qualcomm Stadium, but it was outside in the parking lot or whatever. And had a blast. Met up with my friend from college, who I haven't seen in almost 20 years, and just had an absolute blast. I've been trying to get back to recording this week, but I actually lost the laptop that I normally record with. And then this morning I was like, gosh, I kind of miss recording and kind of need to get some things off my chest. And I made a concerted effort to try and find my little throwaway Windows laptop to get this recording done. Something that it hasn't dawned on me. So I've talked about this before, but like I was steeped in punk rock culture growing up, at least in high school and in college. And so, you know, as I've gotten older, you know, for a while, especially like late 20s, 30s, really kind of got into like more sort of watered down folksy alternative, like Bon Iver type, you know, that sort of thing, kind of like roly poly Midwestern type of whatever you want to call it music. And that was nice because it was a common thing that Sarah and I could get behind. And then with the pandemic and everything and turning 40, there was kind of this like mental reset and like almost like a baby midlife crisis. Part of that was like really getting back into more like high energy music. And that is both from like electronics, so listening to a lot of like EDM and trance and getting back into that high beats per minute, as well as a bit of punk rock. I spent 5-6 years, that was like all I listened to was punk rock or like post-hardcore or maybe emo. Getting back to some of those roots has been kind of fun. And I've actually been to 2 punk rock shows in the last 6 months, which is a lot for me. That's like more than the last 6 years combined. What I had like kind of a like reorientation, if you will, is like, you know, because this is in Southern California, and this is what's crazy about this is like, this is the first Southern California punk rock show I've ever been to, which is absolutely bonkers because like most of the punk rock bands I listen to are like skate and surf punks type bands. So Pennywise, Face to Face, Social Distortion, and Bad Religion and Rancid, like all these bands are from Southern California. It was obviously super fun, but they had, because it's kind of like in their own backyard, there was like all these sort of like little pop-up booths. At these pop-up booths, they had like stickers and t-shirts and all sorts of like punk rock adjacent culture stuff. And what it reminded me of is like growing up and just like this kind of like fuck you attitude towards establishment and Nazis and authoritarianism and all this stuff. And it's like, make Nazis afraid again and all sorts of really, and like, here I am like 43 years old. And it's like inspiring, you know, with everything that's going on in our political climate. I'm like, fuck yeah. Like this is what we need. I have felt so like, what can we do? What, you know, and at the very least, we can use plain English to say, you know what? Nazis are fucking bad. It's bad. It's bad to treat humans like shit. Let's use simple language like this. A lot of times we get called like liberal elites, and a lot of that is just based off of language. And it was so like kind of like this aha moment of like, yeah, the kind of, and again, I don't really like to like say, oh, all Democrats are all Republicans, but like the Democrat Party, for lack of a better word, like needs a little more punk rock in its life. It needs a little bit more punk rock in its vocabulary. Just like, fuck fascism, right? Let's just be real plain and simple about this. That's my thought for today. San Diego was rad, super fun, was great hanging out with my friend Jerry, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye. I say fuck authority, climbing majority.